Hey everyone, I'm Mo.
It's your boy Gabza here.
And welcome to the Got It All Covered podcast.
Yes, sir.
Music. And on today's episode, we are going to be doing an album review.
Yes, sir.
We're going to be doing an album review for the Bobby Boy himself, Logic. If you've got sense, you've got Logic. Yes, we're going to be doing a review of his latest offering, Vinyl Days, which dropped a little bit late, felt like we needed to just give our 2 cents or 50 cents or however, whatever type of cents you like it. And yeah, so this is what we're going to be doing today. So,
Yeah, man, this is his last album on Def Jam. So, like you said, he wanted to go out on a bang, and let's jump into it, bro, with the artist performance.
Mina, I'd say this is really a return to form for the Bobby Boy. I'm going to be calling him Bobby Boy throughout this review. Bobby Boy, he really did do justice to the fans. You know, yeah. I think most of his fans were quite disappointed when he announced that he was going to be retiring from the rap game, or retirement anyways. Yeah. You know, and I'd say when you know what, now, rappers do this thing where they say they're gonna retire, and then they just like take like a year off or a year and a half off, and then they come back. We all saw that with Jay-Z. So yeah. I think when, even though, like, you know, just saying it kind of disappointed fans, but we kind of had this idea that, you know, he might not.
This is your bread and butter, bro.
So I think, you know, for him to come back, you know, and to just do this, he really came with fire and brimstone. I think with this album, he was basically, you can tell that what he was giving us, he genuinely meant it. It came from somewhere. It came from a genuine place, and he just wanted to give that to the fans.
Yeah, it was clean. The bars, all the lines, man. It had intent in this album. He wanted to give us a good album.
He wanted to give us a good album,
and it got reflected in his performance and all the memorable songs, and even the songs that we don't really resonate to. Those are also songs that he did give himself time to write out the bars and all those stuff. He did mention on Orville that all my previous albums cost 7 figures.
Okay.
But for me to bring out this type of quality on this album, it only took my bed and my home studio. That's all that it took. And I'd agree with you that the artist performance is a return to form, and it was amazing, bro. It was an amazing artist performance from Logic on this album. And bro, like, we have a lot to talk about on this album. It's a long album. 30 songs.
So yeah, it really, it's a listen. You need to really just sit down and just, you know, and when you listen to a rap album, you can't just like listen to it while you're doing the dishes. You have to
view the lyrics too and understand.
You know, you just like, even if you're not like looking at the lyrics alone, like just listening to it, like, just, you have to like, you know, when you're in that position, when you're in the toilet, you're like, like, that's what you have to do when you're listening to an album like this. So I think that was the case with this album. And yeah, no, I think for, in terms of the artist performance, I'd say it was a return to form for Bobby Boy Logic. I'd say that he really did. I think he outdid himself. I mean, he's outdone himself with a lot of great projects, but I think for this album, in the context of this album being his last with Def Jam, and we all know what has been happening with his struggles with his record label, and, you know, just him being able to give us this offering, it was amazing. It was incredible.
And yeah, man, let's move over to the content on the album. What was Logic bringing forth for us?
Yeah, you can, I think I'll let you
pull up the track list quick.
There it is. Okay.
And yeah, let's just get the intro right off the bat.
The intro was it was amazing.
Yeah, Morgan Freeman.
And Morgan, I think, you know, the last thing that I'd ever imagine listening to a Logic album is listening to Morgan Freeman telling me that Logic, Bobby Boy, is the GOAT. You know, and you know, that is very, we'll debate that one, but I'd say that was it was a nice way to enter into the album. I think, you know, it set the tone. Just to say that, you know what, on this album, I think he wanted to get the point across that, you know what, I just want to do me here. I just want to do what I want to do. I don't really care about anything anymore. I don't want to overthink. I mean, you know, with Logic, man, he has this thing where he comes across as if he doesn't care what people think, and he kind of does. He definitely does. He
mentions it a lot
He really does. You know, even though he tries his best to but then you know you can tell that he does, you know, care what people think about his music, and you know I think here, you know, he really did get that point across. I'd say that there were a couple of songs where you know he really like did well in order to just like to get his point across. I'd say with the song with Russ, Therapy Music. That was one song that I can particularly just like pinpoint like to say that, you know, wow, he was talking about like an issue that has been like that has been affecting him, like things like anxiety, depression,
validation from
because like you know these types, especially for him, white rappers nowadays, if you know, I think most white rappers, like if you could maybe exclude like the likes of Mac Miller, RIP.
Yeah.
Most white rappers are considered very corny. You know, they're not very, because if you're not Eminem, then a white rapper is just considered very Eminem corny.
Had his days too.
No, but then I think for Eminem, his corniness, he did it intentionally.
Yeah.
With these guys, they're trying to be serious, but then what they're doing as serious is considered corny. I think for Eminem, he just did that intentionally, and it worked for him. You know, I think for the likes of Logic's and all other white rappers, I'd say that, you know, they have this unfortunate cloud of just being considered very corny. They're not really taken very seriously in the context of hip-hop.
And yeah, touching on the content, I loved what he did on Decades and Black White Boy, which is kind of an explanation of why he retired. When Decades is explaining how he loved what has been happening over the last decade, even though he's not happy with how Def Jam have treated him, but he values his achievements and all that stuff. On Black White Boy, there's that line where he's like, you want to know the reason why I retired? It's because I was uninspired. And you know, Tetris set the tone, like you mentioned, it set the tone. Retire for what? Because this guy, he is good. And the content on this album, I think the main theme is that I am good. I deserve to be one of the most recognized rappers of this generation. I deserve to be there, man. I'm that good. And I feel like he did that on this album. Mm-hmm. He added another dimension to it where he introduced his new rappers from his new record label on the Rat Pack group. Like he mentioned on his outro, Sayonatra, that he is dabbling, he's owning his own masters right now, and he is dabbling into the record label industry. So yeah, I feel like the content, it's much more layered than some of his previous albums. I feel like the content is good on this album, bro. I don't know about you,
I agree. I'd say that, you know, the content in itself, it was good. I'd say that I really did enjoy, like, what he was trying to bring to the fans, what he was trying to, like, he got his point across, I'd say, in a pretty substantial way. So I'd say, yeah, the content is pretty good for me, yeah.
Yeah, let's move on to the people that helped him make this album.
The features. It's quite a few, quite a number, yeah, I'd say, you know, the likes of,
Action Bronson. On the third track, In My Lifetime.
In My Lifetime, there's the likes of Wiz Khalifa, there's The Game, there's, I'd say that, you know,
those are the ones that are recognized in the industry at the moment. And I loved what he did here. He mentioned that he's introducing some new rappers from his Rat Pack group. I see Langston Bristol, Currency, Nezi Momudu, shout out Nigeria, like Blue Exile, AZ, DJ Premier, you know, and Ozzy. RZA, is it RZA or RZA?
RZA. Sorry, not very familiar with the Wu-Tang. It's RZA. Yeah. RZA, yeah. Along with what the
Royce da 5'9,
and yeah, I'd say, you know what, Nate? I'd say, let me just start with the lowlights with the features. I'd say the lowlights for me were surprisingly the most recognizable names. Like when you like look at the track list, The Game and Wiz Khalifa, those are the most popular names that you will first see, like, without even listening to the album. And I feel like those guys were like the lowlights. I'd say they with Wiz Khalifa, I'd say with Logic coming in on the first verse, like he came in with all this energy.
Yeah.
And I feel like Wiz just kind of just, I know that Wiz Khalifa, he doesn't rap fast, he doesn't have that, but then
he was too nonchalant.
It didn't feel like he was trying that much. Yeah. And I think, you know, it didn't really correlate very well in the context of that song. Yeah. I think that it just like it felt like, you know, like
the energies were in contrast, where Logic is being fire, you know, he's
I mean that's his style. We're not saying that, you know, Wiz Khalifa needs to bring like a rap a type of fire or needs to rap fast, but at least like, you know, you can tell, like you can really tell when a rapper is giving you something and they're really trying their best. And I think with that song it just didn't really correlate that well.
Or maybe it was a bad fit for the song, because the previous song that they had together, Indica Badu, that was chilled, you know, it had a theme to it, you know, high and chilling vibes. The chemistry was good on this one. Logic on Breath Control, he went at it, which is something that he did throughout this whole album. Maybe Wiz Khalifa should have been on another song that was laid back, but there were no laid back songs on this one.
Mm.
Everyone was just rapping their off. So so yeah,
but you want to say buts, but you know, we're a PG, we're a Christian chant. I'm joking. No, but yeah, I'd say yeah, I agree with that. And also the game was also a low light for me. I didn't enjoy his verse. I'd say also I feel like it just didn't really the, you know, usually when you have a feature on a song, there has to be that kind of chemistry.
Yeah,
you know, even, you know, I mean, we know nowadays that most people, they just send each other songs, so they don't have to be in the same studio, but at least, like, it has to sound like it fits, like these people, like, it sounds well, and it just didn't sound that great for me, so I'd say, yeah, but...
But from those features, the only two lowlights, bro, the rest, all of them, they put in the work.
I wouldn't say all of them. I would say that a majority of the features... They did an amazing job. I would say they did an extremely amazing job. I mean, there were a few features, like I'd say Doxy, Doc D. But my apologies, Doc D. It was, I'd say, okay, I'd say that if you remove Wiz Khalifa and the game, the other features, they did their jobs quite well. Some did their jobs extremely well, and some just did their jobs
just enough to get the song.
But I'd say the features as well, as like, if you remove those two aforementioned people, the features did well in for the project, because usually a feature is supposed to elevate the artist, because, you know, usually the artist is bringing these people in to bring in their contribution so that they can elevate the album. So I feel like they did their jobs, they elevated the album, and I'd say it benefited the album quite well.
Yeah, I love Dress's feature on Therapy Music. Yeah. You know, he did touch on the theme of the song, where they were talking about anxiety and depression, and we know Russ's music.
Yeah.
His theme is, most of his album's themes are dealing with depression and all that, for validation and stuff. I feel like Russ's performance and his verse was good. And for me, my most memorable feature has to be Africa's girl, Nezi Momodu, bro. The way she went bar for bar with Logic on this one, bro. Yeah, she went bar for bar with Logic on this one, and I could even say that she had a better, she killed Logic on this one, bro.
Damn. Okay. Get embodied on your own song. Bro, that's rough.
Introducing Nezi, track 24. Nezi Momodu. I just found she just got introduced to the mainstream on this album, and that's a great performance by her. It was a great performance by her. And you mentioned before we started shooting that Action Bronson Logic's chemistry in my lifetime.
I enjoyed that. Action Bronson, you know, most of the time Action Bronson is mainly known for like his cooking shows and all that, but he's actually a pretty good rapper. He's actually really, and I enjoyed how they sounded. They I think, you see, the opposite of what happened with Wiz Khalifa.
Yeah.
I think Logic and Action Bronson, they just bounced off one another really well, and I enjoyed the way that they sounded together. So that
even
was really good.
Even on Clouds, we mentioned this, Langston Bristol and Currency. Bro. That song was, this was the song Wiz Khalifa should have been on, in my opinion. This was the song that Wiz Khalifa should have been on. Maybe change the theme or something, but it would have fitted well with Wiz Khalifa's style of rap.
I mean, okay.
Yeah.
Mm.
But overall, I feel like the features were good. They were good features.
I'll say it was, yeah, they were good features. I'll say they were, yeah. Just really was, I'll just say it was just really like, this album was just like a return to form for Bobby Boy, really. Yeah. But moving on to
the production.
Production, it sounded great. Clean. It sounded really, really, really good.
Clean.
I'd say, you know, I never really have complaints when it comes to a Logic album. Like, I think most, even back from when his Bobby Tarantino days, like he just really sounded like really, like you could really like enjoy what you're listening to, even before he became a mainstream. Like, I think, you know, the one thing that with Logic's, you know, albums or his projects mainly, like he always had a standard of just sounding very, very good. So I'd say I enjoyed that.
Yeah, him and Six really put in the work on this album.
Mm-hmm.
I loved what he did on Black White Boy with the commentator, the open mic vibe bro, go at it again. The way it sounded like you're at an open mic and you're watching this guy just rap his off. Man, like the way it sounded, it was crazy. Also on Therapy Music.
Mm-hmm.
The beat switch
yes that sounded like a crowd
he's performing in front of that crowd. Then the other beat switch where the song returns to normal levels and it's in the studio vibes, you know, the way they finished, they polished and finished those songs that was amazing.
Definitely, I'd say also on what's this song, my bad, it's Live TV. Introducing Nezzy. I'd say that I enjoyed that as well. I would say that song, like as you said, like, you know, they were going bar for bar, and I think it sounded really, really good. Because usually, like, most like rap songs where like people are just going really like rap crazy on each other. Like sometimes, you know,
you tend to forget about the beat and the background. You focus more on the lyrics.
Yeah, and I'd say that this one, the Introducing Nezzy was one of those songs where it really sounded good. You could hear that you're focusing on these two rappers just going crazy on each other, but you're also just like, damn, this sounds pretty dope. Like I'd say most of the beat selections for this album as a whole were really, really good. The songs where even the weak song, there were the beats, they really, really good. So I think the beat selection was really enjoyable.
And Tetris, bro, it just got me upbeat, you know, for the album. Going back to Introducing Nezzy, I like that electric bass guitar, one note, where like it just goes.
Yeah.
Boom. Bro, that was great. I was like, wow, man. Six and Logic actually put in the work on this album.
Definitely.
They actually did put in the work on this album. And the melody on Black White Boy, the loop of the chords, when Logic is producing all those bars, you know, that gets you nodding your head every time Logic is dropping these bars. That was great production, bro. I feel like the production on this one, you know, listening to it, some days I feel like it was just good, and some days I just don't think to myself that this was amazing production. This was amazing production on this album, bro.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, man, what more can we say about the production? I feel like summarized it all. It was good production.
Definitely.
Yeah. And now to replay value, how did this album age?
You know. Pretty well. Off the bat, pretty well. It's going to age really, really well. I think, you know, we will just remember this album as being a return to form for Bobby Boy. For the boy, I'd say he just, you know, he was, I think we'll just remember it as like, you know what, this guy, he was at that point in his career where he's just like, you know what, I'm just going to go in and I'm just going to do it. I'm just going to do it and I'm just not going to hold nothing back. Just going to do what I'm good at, and this is one of the things that Logic is good at. Like, he's just really good at writing and rapping. He's just a really good rapper.
Yeah.
So I think, you know, that's exactly what he meant to do. That's exactly what he wanted everyone to like understand. So I'd say that he really did well. I say that, yeah, definitely. Replay value for me. Top bins. It's it's popping.
It'll be remembered as that album where we got the old Logic.
I think, for sure.
When we look back at his whole discography, he had early good years, you know, then he had that rough patch,
mm-hmm.
No Pressure, nothing special to it.
Mm-hmm.
Then he comes back with this one where, you know, we can tell that, Bobby Tarantino, Robert Bryson Hall II is, he is really, really coming back to form. And yeah, man, I feel like we will be playing this from Logic's discography. We will be playing this album as one of the most listened albums, and it has good replay value, bro. Yeah. I see myself listening to this throughout the whole year, and
definitely
further than that. And yeah, what are your overall thoughts on the album?
Overall thoughts, I'd say that this is a proper good listen. I would recommend this to hip hop heads, you know, people who just love listening to straight up rap music. Yeah. This is the album for you. I'd say that this really was a return to form, especially if you're a Logic fan. Like, you know that, you know, you've been following his journey, you know Logic from way back, and you just know that now this is the Logic that I knew. This is the Logic like that I fell for. Like, I was like, this is the type of music that I loved listening to. So I think this is one of those albums that you can say, damn, nah, he back. came for fire, came for bodies, and I think, you know, he did a really good job.
Yeah, I feel the same too, bro, because it was a long project, bro. There were a lot of songs, 30 songs to get through. Even though it was 1 hour 12 minutes, it was still felt long, but I enjoyed it. Definitely. I enjoyed going through this. I still revisit some of the songs, and yeah, man, for me it's a 7 out of 10, bro. It's a good album. It's a solid piece of work from Logic, and I hope he goes from strength to strength from this. Definitely. You know, he builds on it. You know, this is some momentum to go on into this new decade where real rap is kind of falling off. Pop rap is sitting on the top now, but we still need these guys who get influence from the Beastie Boys, from influence from the Wu-Tang Clans, and that we still need these guys. You know, it's nice for hip hop to be this diverse. It's nice for it to be this diverse. I'm not saying that it should be, you know, all lyrical rap, all, you know, and stuff, you know, because it gets kind of boring sometimes. That's just my opinion, but it is nice to have this type of hip-hop, you know, in the industry. I love that he's still there at the forefront for this type of rap. I liked it. It was a good album, bro.
Definitely.
Yeah.
So, yeah, that was our two cents on that. If you guys have anything to say, please let us know. And yeah, I think that's pretty much it, right? Yeah,
that's pretty much it. Those were our thoughts on Logic's final days.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, if you are a sports fan, go check out our sports channel, Got It All Covered Sports, where we touch on everything sports, the Premier League, Champions League, everything that is happening in European football. We touch on it. We also touch on basketball, NFL, and tennis, motorsport, because we got it all covered, man.
Mm-hmm.
And yeah, from us, hit the like button, leave a comment, the notification bell, just to get notified when we drop other content on both channels. And we're also on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Anchor, and yeah, on YouTube, of course. From the Got It All Covered fam, we got it
all covered.
Yes, sir.
Yeah.